yourself off.
Only if Gray Horse gets the same thing.
You guys already have one.
I'm joking.
You and Pahuska already have it, so that's how we got in on it. That's how we filed it.
Every time Homie gets something, the next thing I know,
that's because when I get home.
Okay, I want to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. And I think since we've had a recess, let's see, I don't have a quorum yet.
1, 2, 3, where's Jody? Is she on? 4.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Clerk, would you go ahead and call roll?
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present. We have a quorum. And I'm going to ask the committee if it's all right, before we go back into 2303, we're going to move down to ONC 2308, Congressman Maker's bill, and get some discussion before we move on. So ONCA 2308, an act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to the Hominy Village Committee Fund for the construction of an equipment storage building and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Maker, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chairwoman. Yes, this is a much needed appropriation for the Hominy Village down in Hominy there. We have equipment that we don't have space for storage, and it's much needed, and it's also can also help for some other not just vehicles but us other equipment, you know, lawnmowers, weed eaters, and just everything you need for you need for storage. So the village 5-man board was requesting this. They went in contact with Speaker Goodfox, and this bill here, you can see it's for $50,000, and after a little bit of discussion, we think there may be a need for an amendment, because as in today's economy, that's not going to be enough to take care of the size and the materials needed for this building. So you see here, it's pretty cut and dried, but just a request is. But I think there's going to be an amendment. I don't have it ready here, but yeah, there is one that's going to be on. It'll be made here in just a few minutes. So. Is there any questions?
Anyone have any questions or discussion?
I have discussion.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
I just signed up to co-sponsor 2308, and I would like to offer an amendment to strike 50,000 throughout and insert 100,000.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. That motion passes.
And discussion?
Sorry, discussion.
So I have been talking with the Village 5-man board over the course of the last couple of months, and just being down in the village frequently, I've noticed that a lot of their equipment is outside, and they just don't have a garage or storage space to house these really, you know, nice lawnmowers that they need to use to get the grounds ready for the dances and to also take care of unused spaces of the village, because they don't want it overgrown. And then I was talking with the other villages for Indian Camp and Gray Horse, they had mentioned their storage spaces, and some of it was parallel with their buildings, the building of their community buildings. And at the time that we appropriated the money for Hominy's community building, we appropriated the money that we literally had to give them and nothing over. They actually had a storage facility incorporated into their community building fund, but we didn't have them. But they had something had to go so that we could, you know, stay within budget. And that was one of the things that had to be axed out. And so since we have the money in the general treasury, they asked for us to support this appropriation so that they can have a decent size garage like structure with a concrete floor to get their tractor, their lawnmowers, and things like that into a space that it wouldn't be left out for people to steal or left out in the cold weather. So I would appreciate everyone's support on this, on Congressman Maker's bill.
Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Speaker, for your support on this. And yeah, also inside there, it's not just need to be just an open garage. We also probably need shelving, and some things like that inside the building itself, once it's built, So I do have one quick question for our budget analyst about will this affect our funding at all? Like a little quick analysis,
Mr. Frazier, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Just one second, please.
Sure.
Trying to find my spreadsheet here. Okay. Yeah, we've got $4,537,521 currently available for appropriation. And so this would bring that down to $4.4 million.
Motion to report out bill number ONCA 2308 to Congress with the due pass as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Was that Congresswoman Lemon?
Congresswoman Rebard, and I may have missed it, but I was wanting to talk more about the request and the amount, but are we past that now? Now we'll just be discussing the motion?
Yeah, basically that's where we are.
Okay. Well, I had some questions, but that's all right.
Does the committee want to do? Want to go back?
It's okay with me.
Okay. You want to withdraw your motion?
I'll rescind my motion.
Okay. Thank you. Congresswoman Rebard, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. So you amended it from the original amount of $50,000 to $100,000. I didn't see any quotes or anything in the support docs, and I was just going to ask Shanna if she could provide the communication number or communications number with any information on the bill.
There were no support docs. We just know that they need it.
Yeah, I understand they need it, but I was just wondering if, where you came up with the amount.
The amount for $50,000 was just kind of based off of what we've seen the appropriations and bills come in. Congresswoman Stabler and I were talking this morning about construction cost, and Congressman Maker and I didn't really think about the concrete floor that they might need. It may come in under $100,000, but we thought that $100,000 would provide sufficient space and then concrete for the garage. And that's where we came up with the number.
Okay, Chair, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
So it's not really based off of any quote or anything, like the village didn't provide any documentation on the amount. Is the Harmony Village Committee Fund, that's a revolving fund, is that right, Congresswoman Staler?
Yes.
And Tyler, or sorry, Treasurer, could you tell me what the balance is in that fund right now? And that revolving fund?
I don't have it in front of me currently, but in a couple of minutes I could have it.
Okay, thank you. I just, you know, Chair, if I may, I just like to make sure that, you know, number one, we don't know if it's too low or too much, and I'd prefer to get the balance what's currently in that revolving fund before we pass it out a committee, just to get more information on it.
Sure.
Chair, I would think that it would be, I mean, I don't have the balance either. I would think it's probably pretty high, seeing as how we just had the fiscal year start. So we appropriated $28,000 for Harmony. I know we appropriated more for Pawhuska and more for Fairfax, but we also let everyone know that included their insurance cost and that each village got $100,000. So if we're going to, if you can give us that number, it would also be nice to have the number that they got down to towards the end of the fiscal year. Because where I'm going with that is that $100,000 that we appropriate to each village covers their electricity, it covers their insurance over above the $100,000, and it covers other things like their equipment, but they wouldn't have enough in there to build a garage.
Okay.
Chair.
Yes, Mr. McIntosh.
Yes, I was going to run the balance sheet as the end of the fiscal year 2022, because any new appropriation on top of that would just be added on to that value. So mm-hmm. I agree. That's.
Mm-hmm. Let's give him a couple minutes here. So I've got the June 30th. But he'll have the September 30th.
Yeah, so looking at the current financials of September 30th, 2022, show the fund balance at $18,797.27.
Do you hear that, Congresswoman Rivard?
That's unaudited.
Okay, I think I did. Did you say 18,000?
Yes.
Pretty
and
close
that's
to
what, including then the appropriation from FY23.
No, it would not.
No, I ran this report as of 9/30/2022 because that would kind of be the carryover fund balance. That should be the amount in the committed schedule in the audit for 2022.
And then with the amount from FY23, what would that balance be?
Close to 140, 138.
Okay. Well, Chair, I just don't see why they couldn't just purchase it out of the current fund balance, and if they needed more money later, that we couldn't revisit it during HUNCA.
Let me throw 2 cents worth in this too. After running the Pawhuska Village for a number of years, for us, it took practically $150,000 a year in labor and equipment repairs and small equipment purchases like lawnmowers and things like that to run the village. Plus, then you add on I think Hominy was 30,000 in insurance cost.
A little under that.
And so that's basically their operating capital. And they could use those funds. They qualify to be used to build this facility. But I personally do not believe that there's enough money in that fund to cover this as well. And I guess they started out the year before that with 134,000. And they were down to 18 when it closed.
Here.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman.
Okay, thank you. So they have 18, you know, is there available from 22, I understand. Is there a way that maybe, you know, since we're, is there a way that you guys could get a quote from them on the storage that they're asking for?
We could get a quote and then bring this back in another special session. I mean, we would have to, this is on the proclamation, so we would have to vote it up or down. So if those people that wanted to vote no for it wanted to see a quote, we could bring it back in another special session. I mean, we didn't have quotes for the Village Chapel expansions either that Congresswoman Shaw and I sponsored. We just knew that the need was there, and we had $1 million, $2 million in ARPA money unused, and we knew that it could be justified. We have heard that that may not be enough, and that we may actually have to appropriate more funds, or the village committees are going to get together and say, we're going to have to make it enough because it's ARPA funds, and there aren't any tribal dollars to assist. But that, to me, we haven't, having said in this seat, there weren't plans for some of these community buildings either when we appropriated the money, but the need was there. And the need was there for the Hominy Village when we appropriated the money for the community building. The problem at that point was that we only had so much money to appropriate. So when they went in and drew up their plans, it included a storage facility. But because the money was not there and we didn't have any more to appropriate, they had to eliminate it from their plans. And so there in itself is how we got where we're at. I won't be a proponent of asking them to come up with a plan first before appropriating the money, because it's $100,000 and I know that they need a structure. I don't think that they're going to go over that $100,000. Paula has provided some good resources for where they might look to get a build. It's not, I think that it's not going to be something that is real complex in terms of going and looking for someone to build a garage, but that's just where I stand. I am comfortable moving this out of committee and out to the floor for a vote. And if it doesn't pass, then I would be a proponent of, yes, then going back to the village and having them get a proposal and then bringing it back in another special session.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, I'm sorry. I can hear kind of cutting in and out. So, Congresswoman Staver, what did you have an estimate that you were quoting?
No, I recommended someplace where most people get their metal buildings from around this area.
Okay.
It does a turnkey. They can do a turnkey.
I think earlier you were quoting some numbers, though, and I didn't know if you were quoting
I was quoting the cost. No, I was quoting the cost of what it takes to operate a village, or what I believe it takes to operate a village, based on what it cost Pawhuska when I was running Pawhuska for labor and maintenance,
okay,
and such.
Okay, well, I was just curious, Congresswoman Goodfox, why it went from 50 to 100, because that was quite a big jump, and I thought maybe you guys had, you know, support docs. I'm not saying I disagree that they don't need it. I'm just saying I was just wondering why it jumped so much higher from 50 to 100, and I thought maybe you guys had some estimates or something like that.
No. I appreciate the question. What we didn't account for was the concrete. And Congresswoman Stabler mentioned that. And she mentioned how that number came to be was I asked, what does Pawhuska storage look like? What is the size? How is it that you all use that in the village? And then she basically gave me a breakdown and then said, did you account for concrete? And the answer was no. So we increased it. And there's the potential for it not to be this much.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to say I've been around construction most of my life, and I think $100,000 for a building that is going to have a concrete floor is pretty reasonable, especially in today's economy. So I just wanted to say that much. Thank you.
Any other questions or any further discussion?
Motion to report out bill number ONCA 2308 to Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, yes. Say no. Motion passes. I'm looking for the bill. Hang on. Okay. Okay, so that takes care of ONCA 2308. And now we will move back up to ONCA 2303. And just a reminder, this is for an appropriation of $1,132,488. And Congresswoman Shaw, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate that. So we were able to get through several sections. We have 1, 2, 3 left, starting with higher pathways. I'm going to ask Krista to lead this discussion on these wonderful grants and programs that we have, and she'll be able to better explain what they're doing and what the request is for. So, Ms. Falkerson, go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you. I believe Mary Wildcat might be on the call as well, and I think she might have some further information.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Hi, Mary.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is Mary Wildcat. Our office applied for our second Native Pathways Grant, which is a grant through the American Indian College Fund. It's a $3,000 grant. They basically give out grants to tribal ed departments and school districts. We applied for one in the summer, and we've applied for one for the school year. We plan to use the funds to go towards the cost for our college application week. We held a series of activities for students, and the funds will also go towards our college and career fair. And that is pretty much it. Does anyone have any questions?
Committee? Okay, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Wildcat. We appreciate everything that you do and all the wonderful things going on in the education department. Next is Section 16 Head Bash. Ms. Fulkerson?
Yes, I believe the director, Sheridan Pickering, is on the line.
Yes, he is. Mr. Pickering, would you like to speak to this HUD VASH budget?
Sure. Hello, everybody. Basically, we received a lot more money than expected. So let me see what budgets everybody has. I know we had some last minute revisions just to kind of make sure it all works out correctly. Wages in the fringe should not have been they should not have changed at all. Postage should still be $879. Supplies and programs is going to be one of the things that did change to $708. Indirect costs is going to change to $5,700. And then our voucher assistance total is going to be $339,240 now. And total of the grant should be $367,740.
Yes, I agree. That's some changes of $17. And that was given to me right before I came down today. So we're just getting this appropriated as is, and we'll make those small changes in the back end.
Anyone have any questions? I believe you have supporting documents. Okay, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you very much, Chair. Next is Osage Defending the Future. I understand that Mr. Shackelford is the director attached to this one. I'm looking to see if he is on the line.
Yes, good afternoon.
There you are. Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. You have the floor.
Yes, what we have here is we have a budget that was, we had a carryover amount, and then we had an amount that was appropriated. So we're wanting to get, I believe it's going to be, having spoke with Wyatt, I believe it's being grouped together. It's a suicide prevention grant, and we're moving into the last year of our grant, which is year five. So let me pull up the worksheet here and make sure I'm looking at everything right. Originally, we got this, the way the grants work is that they normally come in at certain times of the year. This one here landed at a different time. So it kind of made things a little bit more tricky trying to get things appropriated, where the grant usually ended at the end of the fiscal year. Well, this one came in April. So we had to combine the dollar amount, which is $250,000, which was the grant for each year. And then we had a carryover amount of roughly around $138,000, I believe is what it was. $130,000, almost $100,000, I think. Let me see. So we're just asking for that to be appropriated now.
Ms. Fulkerson, did you have a comment?
Yes, the exact carryover funds were $130,985. They had some setting out there from year two that we rolled over in the back end into this new budget.
Any questions from the committee? Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you very much. The final section for us to go over in ONCA 2303 is Technology for a Better WIC Experience. And I understand that Teresa Bledsoe is here to speak on that. Is that correct, Secretary?
Yes, I am here. Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. So we received funding from the USDA Food and Nutrition Services to help the WIC agencies with outreach, innovation, and program modernization. The funds will be used to implement technology enhancements that improve WIC participant experience. And we will utilize the funds to actually upgrade our WIC mobile app and our current system portal. And this will allow our clients to upload documents directly to those, to the app or to the portal, assist in scheduling appointments. They will be able to email and text the communications with WIC staff, as well as other enhancements that we are to work out with the potential vendor. This is a two-year grant, and I don't see any issues with us being able to implement this request. Thank you.
Any questions from the committee? So is this a one-time grant?
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Yes, this is a, it was additional funding. It's a one-time grant. We have 2 years to implement our plan.
Okay. Okay. And then earlier, I might not be looking at these right, but Krista, so this is a two-year grant. We're going ahead and we're asking for an appropriation for the full amount to cover the 2 years, but on a prior one, did we just have the 1 year? That's the one that you were going to go back and look at.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you're right. You're right on that one.
Okay.
That one is an amended one, and this one is a new one, so it's easier and cleaner this way.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. So is that all of them, Congresswoman Shaw, on this bill?
Chair, that is all of them on this bill. We have completed a review of each item. However, there are some corrections that need to be made on one of the budgets, so I would make a motion to postpone ONCA 2303 to the call of the chair.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. Motion passes and the bill is postponed. Okay, next will be ONCA 2304, an act to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $41,739 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Shaw is the sponsor. Congresswoman.
Thank you, Chair Stabler. Thank you for introducing ONCA 2304. These, again, are non-tribal funds. We received very good information from Ms. Thomas, and I know that Ms. Thomas is on the line, so I would be happy to turn it over to Ms. Thomas to go over the sections.
Ms. Thomas? Candy, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your question.
Congresswoman Shaw was going to turn it over to you to discuss your budget requests.
Okay.
For self-governance would be the first one.
So do I need to go through each separate allocation, or can I just tell you that what you're seeing before you in all of these programs are just program increases that are passed down through the agency. And if you want to go through each one of those, we can do that. But what I think we have identified just what the increase is for each one of those programs.
Chair, I believe that the documentation that was sent over by Ms. Thomas was very well-written and self-explanatory. I would not have a problem with an overview in full unless you would like Ms. Thomas to break it down.
I'll leave that up to you.
Thank you. Ms. Thomas, go ahead and just give us an overview of your request.
Well, these funds are coming down through the BIA self-governance agreement. And the funds, what we're asking for in the laws of ONCA 2304 and ONCA 2305, ONCA 2306, ONCA 2307 are increases in our self-governance agreement for these line items and these programs. And it's just in the self-governance law. I mean, these are all base funds that are in our base agreement. And as they get additional funds appropriated just to implement or support the program, that's what this is. It gets passed along down to us. So I'd be glad to take questions about it.
Does anyone have any questions?
It's not new money or new programs. It's just an increase to the base funds based on the federal appropriations.
I guess my question is, in any of these funds, are there any cap asset purchases?
Any what?
Any cap what asset kind of purchases?
For purchases?
Uh-huh.
Of what? Equipment or vehicles?
Equipment or vehicles?
I have to look at each budget individually. There might be one in law enforcement for vehicles, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Hold on just a second. I got to get there. Should be this one right here. Okay. The law enforcement is for supplies, program supplies, and indirect cost, or $43,963.
But no vehicles.
No vehicles?
No, not in this budget. No increase, and it's not. No.
Okay.
I believe they had some purchases in a previous appropriation, but there's nothing in this 43,000 is for, like I said, supplies and.
Okay. In any of the other budgets, are there capital purchases?
Did you all get these packets?
Yes.
That have to break down for each one of these budgets and in the programs?
Yes.
Okay. But do you want me to go through each one of these increases and tell you what they're for?
No, that's what I was just asking in general on any of them. There's about six budgets or so. Did any of them have capital purchases included in them? I was interested in law enforcement specifically because we did appropriate money for several law enforcement vehicles.
Right.
And so
some of these are increases in indirect cost. Okay. Real estate services is, you should have these, the same budget I'm looking at. Real estate services was for appraisals and indirect costs. I already told you what law enforcement's for. JOM is for travel, transportation, airfare, training, supplies, office, and indirect costs. Indian Child Welfare is for supplies and indirect costs. $477 is for indirect costs and for some wages for youth services, workforce development, supportive services, and direct services. Now that may not be right. The total was just $7,604 for direct services. I was looking at the full budget.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you so much. Some of the budgets you referenced are actually part of ONCA 2305. Mm-hmm. 2304 does not, I don't see anything that includes a capital purchase.
Okay. So that covered actually all of them, didn't it?
It did, I believe. In 2304? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. Any further questions on 2304? Are we on four?
Four.
2304? Any action?
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to report ONCA 2304 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and second. A second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Say no. Motion passes. Oh, I wrote that wrong. Hang on. Yes. Pass. Okay, that brings us.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Give me just a moment, Candy. It was a due pass recommendation on ONCA 2304. The motion was made by Congresswoman Shaw. And I didn't catch who the second was. Congresswoman Lemon. Okay, Ms. Thomas, go ahead. Ms. Thomas, go ahead.
Then are you also the one that I was reading for that had Indian Child Welfare and all of those, and it was 2305?
Yes.
So are you just going to go down the line?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Next is ONCA 2305, an act to amend ONCA 2195 to make supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $162,524 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. 2305 is a continuation of non-tribal funds that need to be appropriated. Ms. Thomas has gone over several of them. The first one, let me see here. First one is 477. Ms. Thomas did briefly discuss that one. Do any of the members feel like you need a more in-depth explanation?
You're asking me for more in-depth stuff?
No, she's asking if there's any questions for further information on it.
Okay,
hearing none, you want to move on?
Thank you. Congressman Maker, did you have a question? Did you want?
No.
Okay, thank you. Next is the Community Services Block Grant.
Those two are not my programs. Community Service Block Grant and EPA are not in the, under the self-governance programs.
Thank you, Ms. Fulkerson.
Yes, Andrea Kimball, the Director of Financial Assistance, is on the line.
Good afternoon, this is Andrea.
Good afternoon.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, great. This amendment is to receive an appropriation of $5,420 in direct services for the Community Services Block Grant. Underneath this grant, this federal grant, we administered the CYGP program. This is financial assistance to youth in Osage County. It provides financial assistance to help them participate in extracurricular activities or sports, art initiatives, after school programs. So we received more funding than we anticipated a year ago. And that's what this is, the $5,420. It's all in direct services.
Any questions? Okay. You gonna keep going?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kimball. Next is section 14 EPA UIC. However, I do have an amendment to strike this section, if the chair will allow.
Make a motion?
Yes, motion to amend ONCA 2305, page 5. Strike page 5, section 14, EPA UIC.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Yep. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Do you want to explain?
This was a request from Ms. Fulkerson. Ms. Fulkerson, did you have an explanation for the committee?
Thank you. Yes, after much discussion with the department and the program manager, there were some changes on the back end that have been asked for us to do with the funder. So we're going to table that until we get that all approved and then bring it up then. Thank you.
Anyone have any questions on that explanation? Okay, give me just a second to make a note. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Am I there? Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes.
Thank you, Chair. Next section, section 22, page 6, in child welfare. Ms. Thomas, would you like to go over that increase or request?
Is that hers?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair?
Yes. Ms. Thomas, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. This section will be Director LaDonna Shadlow.
Okay.
These supplies, is she there to speak?
Yes, she is.
Okay, great.
Ms. Shadlow?
Hello, this is LaDonna. Thanks for having me. So the $6,000 that is being added to this section is 6,000 additional self-governance funds that were added purchase cultural equipment for children that we have in our care or that we have open cases on. So, items such as books or kits. For example, a couple of years ago, we purchased items to put together cook bags, and then those were distributed along with the USBs from the Cultural Center that Addie had worked on with recipes for traditional foods, things like that. And it's my understanding from the information that I've received from the self-governance office and from the BIA that these are one-time funds, but unlike the other section, which is typical that each year we get additional funds toward the fall and winter time.
Any questions from the committee?
Thank you, Ms. Shadlow. I appreciate that explanation very much. Next, Section 23, Johnson O'Malley. Looks like Ms. Wildcat is still on the line. So, Ms. Wildcat, if you would like to go over that one for us, thank you.
Yes, this is Mary Wildcat. JOM is receiving a one-time base fund distribution of $11,852 from the next FY22 ATO for capacity building. We completed a budget modification for the funds, and capacity building is pretty much defined as things such as staff trainings, attendance to national education conferences, and professional development fees. So we inserted these funds into our travel line items, airfare, training dues and registration, some in office supplies, and our indirect costs. And that is it.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Chair, may I
continue?
Any questions from the committee? Okay, hearing none, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Next is law enforcement. We did discuss that a bit. Why we were in 2304. So I didn't know if the committee needed additional information from Ms. Thomas, but we did discuss that earlier.
Did we discuss the equipment?
There is no equipment in the law enforcement increase. It's in supplies, okay. Indirect cost.
Okay. All right, any questions from the committee? Okay. Hearing none. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you very much. Next, Section 33, Real Estate Services.
This is Natasha.
Yeah, hi, Natasha. Go ahead.
This is just for our appraisal or contract appraisers. So I guess the amount just varies, you know, whatever we have accumulated on the appraisal part.
What line item does that adjust? Is it professional fees or?
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yes. Ms. Thomas, go ahead.
I believe the appraisals are under a separate budget. We have an MOU with the Office of Value Appraisals, the federal office, where they do a calculation based on a rolling average of the number of appraisals we do each year. They have a five-year rolling average, and that's how they allocate the amount of money that we get. We turn in our appraisal reports to them, and then they put it into the average and give us this amount of funding back.
Okay, so is this the wrong budget or the right budget?
This is the correct budget. I'm just telling you that the calculation of the current budget is done. It's done through an MOU with the Federal Office of Appraisals, which we have an MOU contract under the self-governance agreement to receive this money, and they base the amount that they allocate out on a five-year rolling average based on the number of appraisals that are done each year.
Okay. Okay. Well, you said something about a separate budget, and that threw me. Okay.
Yes, it's not in real estate. It's not in that. I don't believe it's in the general real estate services budget. I think it's a separate budget. Amy, correct me if I'm wrong.
So is this the right budget? Tyler, Mr. McIntosh. Could you clarify that for us?
It is on the same budget. It's just a separate funding source.
Okay, same budget, separate funding source.
Yes.
And goes in the real estate budget, real estate services budget.
It does.
Okay. Okay. I guess we're okay. Okay.
Okay.
That's consistent with how it's been done, correct, Ms. Thomas?
Okay, if there aren't any questions, we can move on.
Thank you, Chair. The final section for 2305 is 42A, Water Resources. Ms. Heyman, it looks like you're on the line. Would you like to walk us through this one?
Yes, thank you. This funding is a Bureau of Indian Affairs funding, and it is to continue collecting data that we've been using these funds for multiple years to build upon our water resource data for the Osage Nation. This funding specifically is looking at the water needs, domestic, commercial, municipal, and commercial water needs for the Osage Nation. So these funds are contractual services or professional fees entirely. And then there's an indirect cost associated with the professional fees that I believe is just pretty recent in attaching IDC to professional fees. I don't believe IDC has been charged to professional fees with this fund, with these funds in the past, but this budget reflects that. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
Committee. Okay, I don't hear any. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That concludes a review of ONCA 2305. If appropriate, I will make a motion.
Go ahead.
Motion to report ONCA 23-05 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Chair.
Clerk.
As amended.
Yes, as amended.
As amended. Thank you.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, motion passes. So that was 05, right? So
yes, ma'am.
06. Mm-hmm. 2306. An act to amend ONCA 2182 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the judicial branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $20,496 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. Congresswoman Shaw, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate it. ONCA 2306 has a companion piece of legislation, ONCA 2307, which will be next on our agenda, and I would like Tyler to take us through these two pieces, or I guess 2306. We haven't got to that one yet.
I believe that's Candy, self-governance.
Thank you. Ms. Thomas, would you be able to provide us the information on 2306?
Well, I can tell you that it's for equipment. I don't know what exact equipment it's for. Since they're a separate branch, they just submit their information to us and then we add it. But this is also self-governance funds that comes down through the MIFA. And I'm not sure what specific equipment they're looking to buy.
Thank you, Ms. Thomas.
We could postpone to Tuesday.
Sure, absolutely. Motion to postpone ONCA 2306 to the call of the chair.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion. Oh, any opposed? Motion passes. Okay, bring brings us to ONCA 2307, an act to amend 21110 to provide a supplemental appropriation to, that's the judicial branch again, in non-tribal funds in the amount of $5,108. Congresswoman Shaw is the sponsor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Thomas, are we in the same position with 2307?
No, 2307 is for supplies, office supplies, and indirect cost.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Committee, any questions? Hearing none, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Motion to report ONCA 2307 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, motion passes. So that brings us now down to the resolutions. So for all the directors and such, thank you all very much for attending today and getting us through this list. Does anyone need a break, or are we ready to move on to resolutions? These are going to take a bit. Take a break.
Motion to recess for 5 minutes.
All right. We're without regret. We are recessed for 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's so funny. You never know. I know I'm cratering. It's like you never know. Sometimes I'll just, and the other time, just like,